Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jason Cole joining us, fan-sided editor-in-chief. Follow him on Twitter, at JasonCole62. He's one of my absolute favorite guys to have on. Jason, how the hell are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I've been worse, but I have been better. All right, first off, you got the Colts in the postseason. How big is this for Andrew Luck? Because I tell you, when we talk about the future of the AFC, we've been talking Mahomes and Watson, a couple other guys. Luck doesn't get brought up. And it's like, oh, yeah, Andrew Luck's really, really good.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a sort of this assumption he's there, but also this wondering, is he going to be what we all thought he was going to be when he first got drafted? And, you know, he obviously showed it, and then, you know, he's missing for a year. Mm-hmm. This is, you know, a pretty triumphant return. I mean, after some early season woes, everybody knows about this. So, yeah, I think this is important. It's important for any player to establish themselves, you know, after an injury like that and say, yeah, he's back. He's back to what everybody expected.
Jason Cole joining us on the show. So we have our standings now of the playoff picture and everything of that nature. Who do you think... who do you give the best shots to on either the AFC and the NFC to go to Super Bowl 53?
Well, I think New Orleans is, because of the home field advantage, is overwhelming. You know, as much as the number one seed can be, I think that the AFC is just it's fascinating to me. Now, I don't think Baltimore can win it all because I just don't think Lamar Jackson can do enough. But I think he can get them, you know, through a second game. Like, he can win that first game against San Diego. It's going to be tough, but he can win that game. Get him to a second game, and with a little luck, get to a third game. I just don't see him winning three playoff games against this field, because the AFC field, other than Lamar Jackson, look at the quarterbacks. Talked about Luck, talked about Watson, talked about Mahomes. Rivers is in there. Brady's in there. I mean, that's a loaded group of quarterbacks. So if Lamar Jackson survives that three games against, you know, he's going to have to go through three of those quarterbacks. And good luck, you know, good luck, and God bless to you.
Jason Cole joining us from Fansided. Minnesota or Pittsburgh, who is the bigger disappointment?
Pittsburgh.
How come?
Pittsburgh, because Pittsburgh, it's an accumulation of like the last 5 or 6 years. Like, don't you look back at Pittsburgh and go, there should be a Super Bowl or appearance or two in there. And there's not. And you just kind of go, how'd that happen? And you know, Mike Tomlin's a really good coach. And he's been around a long time. And he's, you know, handled that team pretty well. But he hasn't finished the deal. and you should have finished the deal somewhere along the line. You know, Minnesota has been good the last 3 years, and, you know, heartbreak on a missed field goal, you know, things like that. But they didn't have Ben Roethlisberger. You know, they got by with, you know, baling wire and string sometimes at quarterback, and then you get to Keenum. Then you had Keenum last year, and this year you get to Cousins. It was a nice quarterback, but just kind of a derivation of Alex Smith. You know, he's like a little bit better than Alex Smith. That they're not overwhelming at that position. Pittsburgh is overwhelming at quarterback, along with the rest of their talent.
Jason Cole with us on the show. I totally agree with that. Jason Cole with us, FanSided editor at JasonCole62 on Twitter. Is there a guy who you think is going to lose his job or has already lost his job, head coaches, and you think it's completely ridiculous?
Completely ridiculous?
Yeah.
No, but is going to be really hard to replace? Yeah.
Maybe.
That's Mike McCarthy. You know, like, Green Bay is going to find out that, he did a lot of really great things there. The problem is, you know, it's the old Larry Bird thing about how the message gets stale. And he's right. You know, in the case of McCarthy, his message gets stale, so they need to shake up. Shakeups don't always end up going well. and that's the part that Green Bay is going to have to kind of figure out. Like, you got Aaron Rodgers, you better put this thing together really quickly and have somebody who's got a really strong plan about how are you going to make sure that you take advantage of what you've got here over the next 3, maybe 4 years with Rodgers. But, you know, they're up against it with him.
Yeah, Jason Cole with us on the show. What about John Harbaugh? Like, he can't, Steve Bisciotti can't let him get away, can he?
Sure he can.
He could. Wouldn't that be a horrible decision?
He might trade him. That's what I was told today.
Who would trade picks for him then?
Miami, maybe Denver.
If you're Miami or Denver, do you have a quarterback? If you don't have a quarterback, why am I trading picks for a head coach and a guy who they're good? He's a good coach, but he's not going to help me on the field.
No, but you know, I will say this: if you look at the history of coaching trades, they generally work. They really do. You know, like Shula, that was pretty good. Gruden, that one worked out fine. Dick Vermeil, pretty good trade. Yeah, not every one of them, but they generally work pretty well. Belichick, that worked out all right.
Well, yeah, and Pittsburgh, well, they didn't know Tom Brady wasn't Tom Brady. Okay, fine. I could see that then.
It worked out. I'm just saying it worked out. I'm not like trying to tell you that I predicted the future on that one. I'm just saying it worked out.
Well, no, you're right about it. I think that every situation's a little bit different. Like, Belichick, he gets Tom Brady. Tom Brady's great. Shula was during a different time with the Colts to the Dolphins.
Well, they had great, and they had a Hall of Fame quarterback, and you know Gruden had Hall of Fame defensive guys, and he was a final piece. I mean, look, there's always that. I'm just saying that if you're going to analyze the history of trades in the NFL, trades for great coaches tend to work out because they're few and far between, and their skills are transferable. Player trades don't work out as well because you know they don't last as long, and their skills are not necessarily transferable to the team that's getting them. Like the classic one is Herschel Walker. It was a gigantic failure for Minnesota because Herschel Walker didn't fit. Like they traded for a running back who didn't work in their system.
Well, you know, in hindsight's 2020, Jason.
Well, yeah, but nobody. I mean, like, if you look at players and you go, okay, this guy does this really well, but we don't block for that.
Well, I don't know how. By the way, how could you trade five guys if you're Minnesota? How the hell could you trade five guys with something in there that you would just give away the pick that's commiserate to that player, and you would never think that he's going to cut those players that he's taken? How could you ever think that if you're Minnesota? What, you just don't care because you really think you're going to win a Super Bowl with Herschel Walker? Is that it?
Yeah, no, they thought that Herschel Walker was the final piece.
Well, then they deserve what they got. That's what I'm saying.
Right. I mean, like that's why they got, you know, it's one of the great desperate trades of all time.
Who should be
Minnesota's was right on the cusp. So
Jason Cole with us on the show. Who should be coach of the year, Matt Nagy or Frank Reich?
Do I get Pete Carroll in there too?
What about
Anthony and Lynn?
Okay, give me an argument for either one of those guys over these two.
Pete Carroll, they dumped how many stars off of that defense?
And Earl Thomas gave him all the finger.
Right. I mean, Earl Thomas gone, Richard Sherman gone, Cam Chancellor gone, Cliff Avril gone, Michael Bennett gone, and they won 10 games? Yeah, gotta tip your cap to that. You know, Anthony Lynn playing in a stadium where you're, you know, the visiting team in your own place most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Winning a lot of close games, overcoming a 1-2 start after some questions about your coaching ability the previous year when you went 0-4 to start the season. A team that seems like snake bit and largely ignored in its own hometown. Yeah, I would say that you've done some fairly remarkable things with that team. So I think Lynn's right up there with anybody, and I think that Pete Carroll's right up there with anybody. Matt Nagy, nice job. But I mean, their defense is loaded, right?
Wow, I mean, but the Bears winning that division?
Well, I mean, look.
12-4, that's a hell of a year.
They come up with they did a nice job. I'm not saying he's not a good candidate. I'm just saying I think Anthony Lynn did a lot of stuff, and I think that Pete Carroll did a lot. So it's, you know, it's an interesting race among those four. And you had Nagy. Who was your fourth guy in that one?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have
Frank Reich?
Right, heck of a job for Frank Reich as well. I mean, that was one of the worst teams in the league last year, and they got better. I mean, who's your like worst coach of the year? Like, who did the worst job? Like,
oh, I'd have to say Hugh Jackson. Right, he looked even worse because the Browns started winning without him.
Matt Patricia, though, you took a 9-17. That was a playoff contender.
Yeah, good point.
That's not so hot. Like,
that's a really good point, buddy.
Yeah. So, anyways,
all right, I'll take that. I like that point right there. Jason Cole joining us on the show. Are the rookie QBs this class? Who are you the most excited about at the end of the regular season, going into their futures?
Not be excited about Baker Mayfield.
Well, I decided to ask the question, but if I said, "Hey, are you excited about Baker?" Right? I'd be a homer.
I know. Well, I'm playing the radio host card. Okay. So yeah, I'm trying to transfer roles here. I mean, God. Baker Mayfield's just awesome. Like, he's a really great player who's got chutzpah, right? He's not Jewish, but he's got chutzpah, right? Mm-hmm. Like, serious, serious chutzpah. And, I mean, I love the attitude. I love the spark. I love what he's done for the whole, you know, Browns organization from top to bottom. You know, and hopefully they go out and get a really good, like, I think McCarthy is a perfect hire for them.
Perfect.
And I think I do, because, you know, he's a tough guy. He's a Pittsburgh guy, right? And he's not going to take any of, like, Baker's big leaguing, because he can go, "Look, dude, I coached Aaron Rodgers. I've seen great." Right? Like, he can do that and play that card against Baker Mayfield in a heartbeat. And there's a great amount of trust between McCarthy and Dorsey. You know, they know each other really well. I just think that's what Cleveland has to do. And they just got to pay whatever it costs to get McCarthy and let him develop Mayfield.
Jason, you know, I swear to God, I wish I had more time, but now I have to let you go because we're up against it.
Yeah, no problem. Call anytime.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.